welcome everyone to our amazing podcast today based on financial results. We've got a spectacular leader on the call today to share her tidbits on what's been working for her and where she started and how she is today. She's from Colorado. She's a native of Colorado and she loves to work out. She loves cooking, shopping, and most of all, hanging with friends and family. She's also a massive Broncos fan. Her background is in fitness and health. She is a clinical nutritionist and fitness professional with over 15 years of experience, who has since retired to pursue her isogenics career full-time. She published her first book earlier this year and published her second book this summer. Lauren started with isogenics in 2013. Her business took off quickly, and she was recognized as a top leadership pool earner for 2013-14. In 2014, she was number two company-wide in the ISA Derby Challenge. Also in 2014, after just 1 year with the company, Lauren was recognized for the Personal Enrollee Rank Advancement Award and the Isogenics Rising Star Award. In 2015, 2016, and 2017, Lauren continued her success by qualifying for the Global Top Achievers Trip. Additionally, she was recognized as the number two and number five leader in action in both 2015 and 2016. And in 2016, she was a President's Quest Award winner. Lauren is also part of the START movement and is a START 1000 member and ambassador. Wow, great, great credentials. Please welcome to the call, Lauren Sims, your five-star Golden Circle, six-star Crystal Executive. Hey, Lauren.
Hi, thank you so much. And I age out of START in like 3 days.
Oh, wow, no idea. So once this podcast goes live, it's going to be, you're going to be out of that group. But hey,
you know what?
It's phenomenal. But you're maturing as a leader for sure. So Lauren, let's go ahead and get started. Tell us about when you first were introduced to isogenics. Where were you in your life?
A mess, a big hot mess. But truthfully, you guys, I was living what I thought was a really average life. Like I didn't have a vision for much more than what I was doing. So I kind of didn't really know what I was missing. But I do know, looking back, I was really unfulfilled. I was really unhappy. At the time, I knew I was overworked. I was exhausted. Recognition was something that never happened in my life. Like I didn't realize really how important that was until after it started happening. But I was basically exchanging time for money from 5 a.m. until midnight, Monday through Sunday, with a various amount of jobs. Like I would tell people I work more jobs in a day than most people have had in their life. So whether I was personal training, I was teaching boot camp classes, I was teaching group fitness classes, I was catering, I was bartending, I was waiting tables, I ran my private practice, I worked in a doctor's office. I just ran around like a chicken with its head cut off, clocking in, clocking out, literally just trying to make ends meet. So in my 20s, I got myself in $100,000 in debt. Most of it student loans. I have two bachelor's and two master's, but a fair amount of credit cards in that process. It was just literally trying to like doggy paddle as fast as I could just to stay afloat. And I was not having fun. I wasn't happy. And there was nothing to show for it. Like absolutely nothing.
Well, the key part of that is you didn't know what you were missing, right? So you didn't really know your worth, which is phenomenal to where you are today. So Lauren, where are you today? What is life like for you right now?
There are still, and like I just had one like an hour ago, like pinch me moments that this is my life. And I always think about like, you know, when you finish high school, you finish college, or some of you that have postgraduate and you think like you should still be studying and like you don't actually have homework, but there's this part of you that feels like you should be doing that. There's a part of me that still feels, because my work is not as traditional, that I'm like not doing enough or I should be doing other things. But on a day-to-day basis, the first thing is just the amount of freedom. So I absolutely still work hard, but it's totally different when you're working for yourself or working with an amazing company and an incredible mission. And you're choosing if you're working at 2 in the afternoon or 2 in the morning, or you want to work at 6 in the morning or 6 at night. So the freedom behind it is incredible. The personal development has bar none changed my life. And I look back 6 years ago, I mean, I was a little bit angry. My mentor and good friend, Janet Elo and Jessica Rignard, called me terse when they first met me. And I just think, you know, kind of looking back to now, how much things have changed. But outside of the freedom, outside of the growth, outside of the fulfillment, it's really just passionate. that when I think about before, and I was dreading what I was doing, like, ugh, I have to go work at the bar for 5 hours. Like, I could not wait to get off, that I don't ever like, oh, I have to talk about Isagenix today. Like, I'm like, oh, who can I call? Or when they're like, can you hop on this call? Yes, because it's super fun. And the ability to just have residual income. And when I first started, Cindy Hedges said to me that this was a legacy and it was an income producing asset. And I was like, what is that woman talking about? Like, I didn't even understand those words. And if you're listening and you don't, that's okay. But it really is. It is something that is just going to grow and grow. And as long as you fuel it and you nourish it and you take care of your people and you continue to put in the hard work, and it just grows and grows. And not only have I completely surpassed any income that would have ever been possible as a nutritionist or personal trainer, truly the friendships I have, the travel I've experienced, the time freedom is, there's no price on that. And if I can do it, anybody can do it.
I love that. If you can do it, the possibility is there for anyone, right? So, okay. So coming to, building your business and the income that you talked about, how do you share the compensation plan with new business builders? What specific strategies do you have for this?
I actually, when I saw this question, I was excited because I just had this conversation with my sister over the weekend. And truthfully, when I first get people started, I do two things, you guys, and really only these two, because in the beginning, I was like, well, maybe this person should do this one, or this person should do this activity. And there was no duplication because nobody knew which one they should choose for which person. And these are the two things that I've been doing for a while now, and they're working and other people are doing them. So the very first one is literally every single person that I enroll or I'm on a three-way call helping to enroll someone in our team is you share, they share. I've literally adjusted our enrollment form that our team uses. So once we get to like, is it chocolate or vanilla? You know, where do you want it shipped? Liquid and powder, all of those questions. There's a question that says, who are your two accountability partners? Because then people are naturally going to say names, and it just goes into that. It's a segue, it's a leeway to say, oh my gosh, Cal, you're going to do this with Martha and Jim. That's awesome. You're immediately on the Eat for Free program. And people are like too excited to even realize what's necessarily happening. Also on the enrollment call, if cost ever comes up, there's a great way to say, well, would it feel different if you didn't have to pay for your products? If these were completely free, would you feel different about this right now? And there's a way to bring it up. And for every single person, literally every single person, even if they say, you know, I don't really have accountability partners, or I just want to try it first, I say, I need you to get out a piece of paper and pen. I have got to show you this. It's one of the solutions we offer in addition to the products you're choosing. And I will not sleep at night if I don't show you this. Whether or not you act on it is up to you, but I need to show you this. And every single person gets you share, they share. Without deviation, without discrimination, just every single person. And the second, about a week later, when we're doing their unboxing call and doing the new associate interview, I say, hey, I want you to log into your back office right now. I'm going to show you a couple things so that you learn how to adjust your auto ship. You know, I'm going to show you how you can do your orders so there's no surprises. Like, we're going through this. And at that time, I say, hey, there's this little box that says, click here to become an associate. If you enter in two tiny little pieces of information, personal information, just like any other job, you've now just set yourself up that when people notice about your results, when people ask what you're doing, that you can earn referral rebates from the company. You can earn cash, not coupons, for doing this. They're like, okay, cool. Where's the box? And I stay on the phone with them, especially right now because Isagenix is giving the two membership coupons for customers to convert to associates. Like, everybody do this. They're excited. And I'll say that, hey, you're going to get two membership coupons to help a friend or family join after you crush your cleanse day. You can't keep your mouth closed about this. I mean, forward speak to them what you want to happen. And the minute that they convert to an associate, I say, I need you to watch the quickest webinar that is going to knock your socks off. And I'll say something like, do you remember when I shared, you share, they share with you in the very beginning? I said, that was the tip of the iceberg. And I know that a couple $100s can really, really change a family's life, but a few $1,000s changed mine. Do you have just a minute to watch this thing called Fast Track to Executive with me? And I will send the link to them over email. Sometimes I would have texted it ahead of time over Facebook Messenger, but I stay on the phone with them for people to watch it, not only because I want to ask them right away what excited them most, and they just were shown how to make thousands of dollars in a few months, but that then we can lay out a game plan. And if there are people that there's resistance or they're like, thanks, that's just not for me, I just want to use the products, I said, no worries. I just needed to let you know what was on the table. But more often than not, they don't. They don't. They're excited and they're like, wait, I have to do what? How do I earn this? It's not every day someone walks into their job and just says, hey, here's $10,000 in the next 90 days. That just doesn't happen for the majority of us. And it surely wasn't my case. And I remember at the time it was called 5K in 5 weeks, I think. We've improved things along the way, but it was this video of Kathy. And I remember just watching it going, how many spin classes would I have to teach to make $5,000? Like, how many personal training sessions do I have to do? Like, it was a no-brainer for me to grab all these bonuses. But I truly believe that your team is not going to reach for them if they don't know what to reach for. And sharing you share, they share is so important. We have to paint a bigger picture for people to really go after it.
That's incredible. I love that you share, they share, and eat for free. I mean, who doesn't want to eat for free, right? I love that. And we talked about fast track to executive. Bringing on two accountability partners is a big thing because for newer builders, we know double PIBs can be a massive game changer, right? So what impact did this incentive have in your life when you began to build your Isagenics business?
I have said this for almost 6 years and I will continue to say it. Double PIBs is what built my business. Not only because I was a massive recruiter and enroller, so I had cash flow coming in like record time compared to anything I had ever experienced, but I was cycling, you know, zero times a week, maybe one time a week, that when I was making nothing or $54 or on a huge week, $108, and you guys celebrate that. If that's you right now, celebrate your one cycle, your two cycles. That's amazing. And we all started there. But I was earning way more in double PIBs. And the product introductory bonuses, I mean, the Coopers are so generous that if you get someone started on a value pack, and that's $100, if you found just one other person where both of them are going to double, that's the potential for $400 instead of $100. And just think about that. I mean, where else can you give yourself that type of raise in a 7-day time period? And I remember Janie just being all over me sometimes. She'd be like, Lauren, who else do you know? Who else do you know? Call this person, text this person. And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to bug people. And she pushed me sometimes out of that comfort zone, but I have so much gratitude because I got paid every Monday. I've been paid every Monday since the first week I joined this company. You guys, that is incredible. It's powerful. I mean, I guess on a Tuesday if it was a government holiday, but for the most part, every single Monday. And those double PIBs were game changers. And in addition to just having cash flow at a time in my life that I needed it so bad, like I was so upside down that everything mattered, it also is what allowed me to put more time into this. So I was working, you know, 60 to 80, up to 100 hours a week, every single week. And at one time, I had 22 scheduled group fitness classes on the calendar. And I remember saying, if I gave up my Thursday nights, it would give me 4 hours of time, right? So I drive, I teach a couple classes and I drive home. If I didn't teach on Thursday nights, I would have 4 hours to build this business. And you guys, my goal to replace that was like $50. It was like, if I sold one premium pack, you know, if I got someone, I was like, okay, so I have this thing. If I, you know, in 4 hours can make that same amount of money. And as those double PIBs were coming in and I was building the team and the organization, I was able to not have to bartend on Saturday nights, or I didn't have to work brunch on a Sunday morning. And while I was running my practice, or I couldn't leave all of my jobs as quickly to go into Isagenics full time, the PIBs replaced other jobs where I was exchanging time for money, that their money comes in so quickly. You guys, we have daily pay, we have weekly pay, that when you think of someone who needs money yesterday, I mean, there's people that have called me and said, I need to replace my tires. You told me once that I can make money with this. I'm like, sure can. How much are the tires? And you just show them what three value packs does. But I am so passionate about double PIBs and I get all over my team. When IsoPulse goes off, Cal has just enrolled someone with a premium pack. I'm like, hey, you made $50. Let's turn it into 100. Who do you know? Who do you know? Like, the Lynn Hagedorn oozes out of me when I see IsoPulse go off. So they're massive. Such a gift.
I love it. And the most, what I loved about that was, you know, celebrating people that even one cycle a week is a big, big deal.
And huge. That is
significant, right? So, okay. So a lot of people start their Isagenics business with the goal of making, say, $500 extra a month. However, as their business grows, this vision grows much larger, right? So how do cycles play into this vision growth? What does residual income do to propel that vision?
Oh my gosh, it's such a good question. And I was that person. I remember being asked, like, how much do you need to make a week or a month to make it worth your time? And I said $100. You know, my very first new associate interview, it was if I didn't have to work Sunday brunch, if I can make $100 a week and not have to work Sunday brunch. I mean, that was literally one of my first initial whys. But as you're bringing people in and you're sharing and they're sharing and those people are sharing and it starts to grow, this saying that you'll hear, like, you can earn money in your sleep, starts to come to fruition. And in no way am I saying it just gets easy. You know, so the first or the second question I think you asked me, Cal, was like, what is life like today? And one of the things that I have the opportunity to do is be a caregiver for my dad. He has Parkinson's and he's not going into a home. And so the family rotates on who's with him. And often I am there on Mondays and I get paid when I'm with him. And that is like mind blowing to think, like, we're out to lunch. I'm able to be here with him. And 6 years ago, I would have been scrambling, trying to find someone to cover my clients or move patients around, get a bar shift covered, and losing money. I'd be losing hundreds of dollars on a day to be able to be there. And you're like, whoa. And so when you see it come in your sleep, when you are out with friends, when it's not you that clocked in and clocked out, not only is it truly, truly going to build your belief in the validity of this compensation plan and business model, but it's something that you can cast that for other people.
I love that. Yeah, especially with time away with your dad. To me, that's massive, right? The residual income that you're earning. Wow. Okay. So we knew earlier on in this podcast, you mentioned how the fast track to crystal executive, right? So how can business builders use this to cast their vision and set goals for themselves?
So just to make sure I'm understanding how that person, when they sign up, say, hey, I want to do this, how they can use it or how you use it to show other people?
Show other people.
Okay, so if I have someone, you know, I just got Cal signed up, he's watched Fast Track to Executive, and he's like, I'm doing it, I'm going executive by NYKO, or, you know, by Celebration, whatever his thing is. The first thing I would say is to print off the map to Crystal Executive, and across the top of it, write your why and a date. You know, I truly, truly believe that a goal without a date is just a wish. And you need to have a concrete date of when it's going to happen. And then why are you doing that? And if you are someone who's been in Isagenix for a while and you are always going executive, you've never fallen out or you want to go again, do this. So when I first started Isagenix, you guys, for people that don't know my story, I was so upside down and I just come out of a breakup. The Map to Crystal Executive was how I was going to furnish a brand new apartment. The most recent rapid reset, I was moving into a new house with my boyfriend. I was like, we're going to get new dishes. We're going to get new furniture. Like, it changes and that's okay. But you have to know what's helping you do this. So a date at the top and your why. And literally for a brand new person, everything you need to learn is going to happen as you go from associate to consultant and you find your first two people, consultant to manager, and your two people find their two people. You know, manager to director and more of your personally enrolled, six of them have shared with two people each. All the way through executive. And people always say, well, I need to learn everything. I said, you are going to learn when you pick up the phone and say, I have something exciting to talk to you. And they're going to have the objections come up and you're going to ask me about them. And I'm going to teach you as you go, but you can study all day long and not take action. And I'm such a believer of just taking action, just diving in and learning along the way. So many of us, you guys, so many of us are overtrained and underworked. And this Map to Crystal Executive just holds you accountable on your journey of finding 10 friends that all know too, who are ordering Isagenix at the exact same time. And I personally love the rank advancement bonuses because speed is so sexy. You guys, you will see that you'll create one consultant and another one goes out and one comes in and one comes out. And there's people that have probably created 10 consultants, but never hit executive because they don't have them all there at the same time. And this map with the date literally just lets you with a bird's eye view, see it all the time. Like, okay, Cal has his two, Lauren has her two, Martha has one, you know, Jim has one, Kathy has one. Okay, I really need to help Jim find his second. I really need to help Kathy find her second. And literally it's the gold mine. Print it off three levels down because you're gonna enroll more than these 10 people in the process of creating 10 consultants. So print it down, print it out three levels deep, literally date across the top and the why. And anyone you're working with, have them do it. And have them screenshot it to you. Like, be able to see their business in a forefront. What do you have going on today? Who are you working on? Because I truly believe it has to be paper and pen in front of you.
I love that. And it's very true. Having the goal on the top of the piece of paper and the why and why you're doing this will always keep you going, right? Will keep that momentum going. So I love it. Okay. So are there any other important tools that you recommend when teaching the compensation plan?
So someone said this to me, and you guys, success leaves clues. I did not reinvent this, but I duplicate it. My mentor told me there's four documents to a six-figure business. One of them we just talked about, the Map to Crystal Executive. The other three is the rank advancement bonuses sheet, the double PIBS sheet that we just talked about, and also the memory jogger, because that helps you think of people that you're reaching out to. The memory jogger is going to help you make your list. The double PIBS, you guys, in the very beginning, we speak ISA Latin. It's like, what? Huh? What's a PIB? What's a cycle? What pack does this? To just be able to look at it and say, oh my gosh, the value is a $100 bonus. The 30 days, a $25 bonus. To be able to just see it as you learn it in the rank advancement bonuses, because that just covers all the fine print. If you have to be a certain rank before you hit a certain cycle growth, it's just there. And literally, I think, just have something tangible for people to reference. And the last two is ISA Movie. We have the best tools. I mean, thank you, Isagenics, for this. But we have the best tools to be able to share stories or have people relate to. And if you go and watch every single movie in isamovie.com, you're going to learn everything you need to know and be inspired to reach out to other people. And the last one is isagenicsbusiness.com. Yes, that entire website is incredible. But the training by rank link is my favorite because it's specific to where you are. So if you're listening to this and you're associate to consultant, listen to those podcaster trainings or consultant to manager. You know, if you're 8-star going into the platinum pools, listen to those podcasts. But it's just so, so relevant and focused on wherever you are in your business. So those would be my favorites.
Fantastic. Yeah, we have so many tools, right? So I love that we have tools for anyone and everyone, wherever they are in their phase of their business. So, okay, Lauren, so PAX, what is your favorite enrollment pack?
The value. And I'm not just saying that because there's a $100 PIB. It literally is the best value. And one of the things I would encourage you guys to do is price it out a la carte. Price it out a la carte compared to what it's like when it's bundled together. That alone will knock your socks off of the value. The other thing I would encourage you to do if you're someone that thinks this is expensive is shop around. Like shop around what it costs Jenny Craig per pound to lose weight in a place that they don't get the results like you get in Isagenics, in my opinion. You know, shop around the cost of a personal trainer for like 12 sessions. You know, that's one or two sessions a week for a month. And think about what people are willing to spend. Shop around the cost of an iPhone, right? When you really can show people that it's a value, that you're reallocating 78 meals, all of the supportive supplements that you're getting, the tools that are going to aid in the success. I truly feel that when we get people started on smaller packs, we're just not giving them everything Isagenics has to offer. We know the results are not as accelerated, the retention is lower. And I think that if we're going to get people started, we should get them started with the best foot forward.
I love that. Get them started with the best product that we have, right? And shopping around, comparing prices will definitely be an eye-opener for most people. Okay, so what other top tips do you have for our listeners today?
All right, so the first thing, and we kind of touched on a little bit, is just know your why. I think that when you're reaching out to people and there's this worry of what are they going to think about me, or, you know, are they going to judge me? What if they say no to me? Like, there's no time to worry about that on your focus on what you can do for others. But there's this line that I love, which is to be intrinsically motivated and externally focused. So for me, if I choose not to watch TV because I would rather, you know, qualify for Grand Cayman, or I choose to get up earlier and reach out to people so that I can go for a hike during the day or whatever. Those are reasons that I choose to do this because I'm never going back to my other life. Like I tell people I'm unemployable. I'm not driving in traffic at 6 a.m. in a snowstorm for $12 an hour ever again. But when I get on the phone with Cal and I'm excited and I'm like, what do you want? Like, why do you want to do this? You know, and you're focused on him. Like, when was the last time you felt that good? When was the last time you got to wear a 32-inch, you know, waist jeans or whatever it is? You are focused on that person. And this ability to motivate yourself, like, why are you doing this? But show up in a way for other people. Be the person that gives them hope, that delivers hope, that really inspires them. And I heard this a long time ago from Emily Vabra, and it's so true, but be willing to make the short-term sacrifices for the long-term why. You know, there's always going to be Taco Tuesday. There's always going to be Thirsty Thursday. There's always going to be a birthday party, a bachelorette party, something. But at what point do you say, no, I want this more? And I just had this conversation with my best friend over the weekend because she was like, well, I have this and I have this and I have this and I have that. And I said, if you had a part-time job at Target, you would have to say no to these things. I can't go because I'm working at Target today. And I said, you've got to treat your Isagenics business like a business. And whatever that looks like, if that means you have an hour a day, you know, if you have 30 minutes a day, if you've got 3 hours twice a week, but really designing your schedule and treating it like a business. And during that time, make sure it's income producing and it's not keeping you busy. I mean, this business, I truly believe, will drain you if you make all of your time busy, just training, just learning, scrolling social media, and not getting paid, because you're going to say, why did I put in all that time? But if you hustle and during the time you allocate, you pick up the phone, you share your story, you share other people's stories, you invite them to your team pages, it's impossible for you not to be rewarded for those efforts and hard work. And it just shows a little bit goes a long way. And that consistent effort, just like people consistently go to the gym, you can't go on Sundays for 8 hours, but 30 minutes a day is much better. Just consistent with your business, you'll see the ripple effect in your team. You'll see the income grow, and truly just to let go of the opinions of what other people think of you. If you're showing up every day to please everybody, you're going to please nobody. And if you show up with passion and purpose, you're going to help a lot of people along the way.
Wow. I'm so motivated right now. It's so good, right? I have a purpose. And I like how you mentioned getting up early or sacrificing TV time, or it's a big deal. All right, Lawrence, give our viewers or our listeners today call to action.
Okay, so here's what we know, right? Building consultants is the foundation of our compensation plan. And we've recently made some exciting announcements around this. If you become a consultant within 30 days of converting to an associate, you're now going to get $150 instead of $50. Oh my goodness, $150 instead of $50 every time you find, for the very first time, someone finds two people. Also, for the person who's helping create these consultants, right? So if Cal's my personally enrolled and he finds his two and earns that $150, I'm going to earn $100 for helping him. That $100 every time you create a personally enrolled consultant, because you might help with a three-way call or help with a social media post or help with a launch party. And that used to be for the first 20 times, and it's now increased for the first 40 times. So the first 40 consultants instead of 20, you're now earning $100. Isagenix is so amazing. So building consultants is what will help you rank advanced manager, director, and executive. Are you consultant yet? If not, what is stopping you? And if you are, just start making new ones in your team. It's so generous, speed is sexy, and it's so fun to get people paid, get paid, get other people paid.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lauren. It's such a great time to be with our company. We appreciate your time. And guys, you heard it here first. Let's make it happen.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Earnings and income claims, including claims such as the ability to quit a job or stay at home or portrayals of luxury lifestyles, described here exceed the average results achieved by all Isagenix associates, are not necessarily representative of the success or compensation any particular associate will receive, and should not be construed as typical or average. A person's ability to earn income with Isagenix depends on many factors, such as their networking and sales skills, hard work, and time. No particular level of earning is or can be guaranteed. For average earnings, please refer to isagenixearnings.com.